This is an audio summary for your AL 80101 course. The reading is the Oz case study on Applica, the document understanding company. A practical note before we begin. Oz has retired the original case study page from its website, so this episode reconstructs the story from the public record of what Applica built, including the Snowflake acquisition announcements and Applica's published research, and then focuses on why this case matters in 2026. Here is the summary. Start with who Applica was. Applica was a Polish artificial intelligence company that built a platform for intelligent document processing, sometimes called IDP or document understanding. The problem it attacked is one every large organization has. Most business information lives in documents, contracts, invoices, claims, purchase orders, reports, correspondence, and those documents are unstructured. They mix text with layout, tables, stamps, signatures, and scanned images. Extracting reliable, structured data from them traditionally required either armies of people keying data by hand or brittle template-based software that broke whenever a vendor changed their invoice format. Applica's pitch was deep learning-based document understanding. Train models that read documents more like a person does, so that the system generalizes across formats instead of being hand-configured for each one. As a cloud-native startup serving enterprise customers, Applica ran this platform on AWS infrastructure, which is why it appeared in the Oz case study catalog. The elastic compute and managed services of a public cloud let a small Polish company serve global enterprises with GPU-hungry deep learning models without building its own data centers. That is the infrastructure moral the syllabus wanted from the original case, and it stands regardless of the retired page. Cloud infrastructure collapses the capital barrier between a good model and a global product. The technical heart of the story is a model called TILT, which stands for Text Image Layout Transformer. The name tells you the idea. Documents are not just strings of words. Meaning lives in the visual arrangement. An amount means something different in the total due box than in a line item. A date in the header is the invoice date. The same date in a table row is a delivery date. TILT was a multimodal transformer that consumed three signals at once: the text, the visual image, and the spatial layout, and fused them into a single understanding of the document. With it, Applica won the document visual question answering challenge, a benchmark where a system answers natural language questions about document images. This was an early, production-grade example of something that has since become the defining trend in AI: multimodal models, purpose-built and trained for a domain, outperforming both generic models and rule-based systems. Then comes the strategic chapter. In September 2022, Snowflake, the cloud data platform company, acquired Applica. Snowflake's stated reasoning is instructive for an EMBA audience. The overwhelming majority of enterprise data is unstructured, and it was largely locked out of analytics because it never made it into tables. By embedding Applica's purpose-built multimodal model into its platform, Snowflake could let customers point analytics and machine learning at documents directly. Applica's technology became Snowflake's document AI feature, launched the following year. You load documents into your data platform, ask for the fields you care about, and the model extracts them into structured tables, with human review where confidence is low. Notice what the acquisition says about where value sits. Applica was not bought for revenue. It was bought because a capability, turning documents into data, was strategic to a platform company's ambition to own all enterprise data, structured or not. When a capability becomes table stakes for platforms, the standalone vendors get absorbed. That consolidation pattern has repeated across the AI tooling landscape ever since. So what does this case teach in 2026? And what would you do differently today? The concepts that survive are exactly the ones the case was built on. First, intelligent document processing is now a mainstream multi-billion dollar category, and it is the gateway drug of enterprise AI. Document workflows are repetitive, high volume, pattern-rich, and mistakes are usually cheap to catch with human review, which makes them ideal first AI projects. Second, the multimodal insight that text plus layout plus image beats text alone has been fully vindicated. Modern frontier models, GPT-4 Class and Claude Class systems and Google's Gemini are natively multimodal and can read document images directly. Third, the human-in-the-loop design, where the model extracts and a person verifies low-confidence fields, remains the standard operating pattern for production document AI, and it maps directly onto the responsible AI oversight requirements you saw in week 5. What is outdated is the tooling landscape around the concept. In 2019, building document understanding meant training your own purpose-built model, as Applica did, a serious research undertaking. In 2026, you have 3 off-the-shelf tiers before you ever train anything. Managed cloud services like AWS Textract, paired with Amazon Bedrock, Azure AI Document Intelligence, and Google Document AI handle common document types out of the box. General-purpose multimodal foundation models handle long-tail and complex documents through prompting, often with no training at all. And platform-embedded options like Snowflake's Document AI, Applica's own descendant, bring extraction directly into the data stack. Custom model training is now the last resort, reserved for extreme volume, unusual domains, or strict data residency situations, not the starting point. The build versus buy default has flipped since this case was written. There is also a local angle worth noting for your own work. The Applica problem, extracting structured meaning from messy, multi-format professional documents, is structurally identical to clinical note processing in healthcare, where encounter notes vary by physician and institution, and the goal is structured codes and fields. The architecture pattern from this case, multimodal extraction, confidence scoring, human review of low confidence outputs, transfers directly to that setting. To close, the durable lessons. Unstructured documents are where most enterprise information actually lives, and unlocking them is consistently among the highest return AI investments. Multimodality, reading text, layout, and image together is the right architecture for documents, and the industry has converged on it. Cloud infrastructure is what lets specialized AI companies exist and scale at all. And strategically, watch what platform companies acquire. It tells you which AI capabilities are becoming infrastructure rather than products. That is the end of the summary. Good luck with week 6.